Do you know the topic? Shiluben mentioned to me importance of Shrimat. I think all those who are here, they know what is the importance of Shrimat. And yet, we are discussing the topic. Maybe because of the Murli this morning. Do you remember what was the Murli this morning? What was all about it? Gita. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So what has Gita to do with double foreigners? You're all here only to meet Baba, no? Or is it important to know more about Gita and what Baba has been mentioning for years? I think we all know the words Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Song divine. And that song which, when you listen, and not just listen, follow the teachings, the life gets elevated. Srimat. Shri means great, righteous. Royal and reverent. Highest. So that advice or that guidance which elevates a human being to the highest or perfect life, that Srimat is enshrined in the scripture Gita. Why is it known as the supreme scripture? There is no other scripture in the world where you find direct versions of God except Gita. Those of you who know, who have read Gita, you know that in each paragraph, in each chapter, it starts with God says, Sri Bhagavano Vach. Sri Bhagavano Vach means the supreme, the highest, the most righteous one speaks. In other scriptures you will find the teachings of religious founders, prophets, great souls. Gita is considered to be the essence of all the scriptures, especially the Indian scriptures, the Vedas, Upanishads, the word Veda or Upanishad, they also mean wisdom, knowledge, and research. Baba mentions many times that this need to be clarified. Who is the supreme teacher who teaches this wisdom, teaches this knowledge? Why? Because in each chapter, just as we find in each Murli, Baba mentions, there also God says, be soul conscious, remember me, have all your attention, your focus on me. So for us Brahmins who have relearned, we did learn as Arjunas 5,000 years ago, and we are relearning. Do you remember, brother? Those of us who have faith, I should say, that what we are learning, these teachings are not coming from an ordinary person, or even divine souls, or even religious founders. The teachings are directly from the Supreme Father. And again, these teachings are in the form of supreme advice. Why do we need advice? Being intellectuals, being educated, being learned people from this world, we can do anything ourselves. Is there any necessity to learn, to be guided, to be advised? Because the present day trend everywhere is to be independent. Independent from the parents, independent from the children, independent from the relatives and friends. Then why do you want to depend on supreme advice? What difference does it make if you don't have that advice? What will happen? I think you will agree with me that ever since we started understanding what is Srimad and putting it in practice, the quality of our thinking, the quality of our action and interaction, it has definitely changed for the better. Rather, the more we experience betterment in our thinking and actions, which bring a lot of inner happiness, inner contentment, inner joy, the more we like to learn more about Srimad. And from our own experience, we know that due to negligence sometimes, due to lack of attention, if we falter, if we don't follow Srimad in the right way, it brings a bit of sorrow again to the self and sometimes even to others. The more accuracy in following Srimad is there, more elevated actions, more relaxed we feel. The self or the soul remains very light and enjoys real independence or freedom. Because after all the study, because we are here not as devotees of any religion. We are all students. And that too, godly students. So as students of this great World Spiritual University, we understand that we receive the supreme advice from the Supreme Father as Father, as teacher, as Satguru, as friend. For different occasions, for different places, for different people, it may vary. That may be personal advice. But you will find that for the betterment of each human soul, for the betterment of society, of course, ultimately, we know that when everyone is becoming better and better person, a better society gets created. And ultimately, it's the best. But as BKs, as Brahmins, as godly students, there are different stages we pass through. In the beginning, we are just learning what is this spiritual knowledge. And after we understand, we recognize who is teaching, there comes the inspiration to be committed. And the commitment is nothing else but to follow that guidance, that Srimad, which enables us even today in this Iron Age world to enjoy every moment of life. The new people, when they visit our centers, when they visit our zone headquarters or when they visit our headquarters, and when they look at the cheerful faces of all the Brahmins, they get so impressed. We hear such words many times from the visitors, from the participants in conferences and seminars, retreats. This is the only place where you find everyone smiling, everyone enjoying his work. Why? Because everyone tries to follow Baba's advice, Baba's Shrimat. One is the first one, I say, when we take it from this relationship of father and the children, it becomes so natural to look at each other just as our own brothers and sisters. You don't need to think much about it. Just that feeling of belonging is there, but on a very high level, spiritual level. And just look at it, how many problems get solved in this. You hear about the problems of race, color, language, status, and whereas being together in one godly family, every religion says, every religion teaches this, that we are all God's children. And you look at the whole world, the differences on the basis of religion, color, race, economical status. What do we find when we are together here? Here or at centers or wherever we are. Not necessarily being in the class, but just being part of the whole PK Divine family. What's the feeling? The feeling is, we have a big family. And very proud of having that feeling that we are part of that family. And that is very natural way of following the advice, the first advice, that we belong to the Supreme Father as His children, and therefore we are sisters and brothers. On soul level, Baba says, look at each other as your brothers, because everyone receives the inheritance from Father. But being Brahma Baba's children, then sisters and brothers. Now this is a very simple concept, but very real. What do you think? What do you feel? When we think of being students, godly students, When does a student need advice? There are different levels. As we grow in studies, in the beginning it's just passing the yearly tests, but there comes a time when the students, they are studying on their own, they are doing research work for their doctorate, PhD, MPhil. That's the time when there is need of a professor to guide. Personal professor. So what do you think now? Which stage are you in as students? The discussion about Shrimat comes at that point when you are in that level of education where you are doing MPhil or PhD or research work, whatever you call. Because most of the time we spend in practice exploring the depth of Baba's Shrimat, exploring the depth of following Baba's Shrimat. One is the depth of Shrimat, the other is when you follow Shrimat, what happens? I was going through a Murli today only. Another Murli other than what we heard this morning. And it was so beautiful about Shrimat. Where Baba said many times, Baba's children complain about the storms of Maya. But treating us as godly students, Baba said, why blame Maya unnecessarily? When you study nicely, properly, there won't be any storms of Maya. It's only when you come in contact with wrong company and you don't study properly, you don't practice properly, then your own old sanskars, they become obstruction for you. And again Baba advised, stop blaming Maya. Instead, start studying properly, start practicing properly, and you will find there is no Maya left to trouble you. Now this is where Baba's Shrimat comes, advice comes. Sometimes as students, learning from the Murlis, one may start thinking, it's the same Murlis. Baba's advice is the same every day, be holy and be yogi, there is hardly anything new in it. Whereas, what I find right from the beginning, in 43 years of time, It's such an experience, just like what Gandhiji used to say. He shared his experience in his book, My Experiments with Truth, that whenever I have some problem, you know, every person has some problem, but the level of problem will differ. Bigger the person, bigger the problem. But he said, whenever I have any problem in life, I just open Gita and I find the answer. As godly students, I think this is our experience. Supposing there is some problem. Problems can be from outside. Problems can be from others. And problems can be from within. Our own old sanskaras can also cause problems. Mostly they are caused by old sanskaras. And the answer comes, you take up any murli and start going through it. You will find Baba's advice is there, which touches your heart. Oh, this is what I needed. So practically, at this time of the cycle, when it comes to the importance of Shrimad, I was just thinking about it this evening. It's only once in the whole cycle. That we receive direct guidance from the Supreme Father. This is very important. If we accept this, that direct guidance from the Supreme Father is only once in the cycle. Once doesn't mean only once. I mean at this time. And if we appreciate that, we appreciate that how fortunate we are, that we are listening to that supreme advice, which is going to bring us great benefit. Then the question arises, which is Shrimat for all of us? And that is, the answer is the Murli. Every day Baba gives in the morning. As students, we won't miss that. Baba's advice comes. I remember Sakar Baba's days. Supposing we spent 1 or 2 days in traveling to Madhuban. On reaching here, meeting Baba, and then Baba would advise, okay, till we had the tape recorder, Baba would say, okay, sweet children, get hold of the murli and go through. You missed 2 murlis on the way. And when the tape recorder was there, and I think that was from 1960 onwards, 60 or 61, then Baba would advise, go and listen to the murli from the tape recorder. You might miss something which Baba has said during these 2-3 days. We are very fortunate, especially at this time, everyone is very fortunate. Why? The system of the Murli, what you have today, wasn't there before. The Murli which is spoken here in Madhuban at the headquarters, it goes to all the centers the same day. Previously it would take so much time for the Murli to be printed and sent by book post from here, and then it reaches after 4 days, 3 days, 5 days, and in the foreign countries 15 days. You can retrieve every day as many times as you like. So on one side, very fortunate to have all the modern scientific technology for helping us. But even after having all the technology, modern technology, if we are not conscious of the fact that this is the most important time in the whole cycle, when Baba is teaching himself, just when Dadi Janki would be there in the class, everyone would like to go to listen to her. If Dadi ji is meeting the group, everyone would love to go and listen to her. When Jagdish Bhai was there, whenever he gave class, everyone would love to listen to him. Why? Because everyone respected the experience and the depth of what they would teach, what they would share. And now just think, when you think of Baba, who is he? I remember when I heard the first Murli, the sister who gave us course, myself and my other friends, it took 15 days to complete 7 days course. Because my new friends would join, so repetition of the previous lessons. But when she said, okay, today I'm going to give you Murli class, we were all amused. Because the word Murli means flute. We didn't know that it was Baba's Murli, the Gyan Murli. So we started laughing. And we just told her, please, you continue with the knowledge you are sharing with us. We need that. We don't need Murli class. We have friends. They play very good flute. One of them has about 10 variety of flutes. Instruments, or radio is also there. Then she understood our problem. She said, no, this is Gyan Murli. It comes directly from the Supreme Father Shiv Baba through the medium of Brahma Baba. On the basis of this, I am giving you the knowledge. Then we were interested. So once that is realized, the teacher is the highest teacher, the wisest one, the greatest one, the most divine one. Then we won't miss his teachings. We would love to look at every sentence of the Murli as Baba wants us to see it. How does he appreciate the Murli? I remember Sakar Baba, after giving the Murli class in the small hall, and then would come to his room and ask for his pad, you know, writing pad. And immediately start writing letters to Dadi Prakashmani, Didi Manmohini, Brother Jagdish. And what would the letter say? All the main points of the Murli, which were new in the Murli. Brahma Baba's appreciation among all the Brahmins, Baba would say, I am also a student, but number one. And he would write those points in the letter. He would share in such a way, you know, first address Dadi or anyone he would be writing to, such beautiful way of addressing the jewels of light of Baba's eyes. Yad Pyar. And then just see what Baba has given us today in the form of spiritual treasure in the Murli. And then the most important points from the Murli. Such was Baba's own appreciation. Baba mentioned in the Murli many times, which we have heard, sweet children, Baba gives you the highest knowledge. Each one of the points of knowledge is worth how much? At least 100,000 Indian rupees. Now, if we have that kind of appreciation, even from that angle, you will feel so much richness within after listening to the Murli or going through the Murli. I have been always amused by this thought. Because each time I read the Murli, I have heard more than 10 to 15 times each Murli. And yet, I find something new in it. Each time I read, there would be one or two sentences which are totally new. Because it's so difficult to grasp all the points of the Murli at one go, what I have seen. Even if you are very attentive, you can see after going through the whole Murli and you just reflect on this, you will appreciate a few of the points but not all the points. Whereas there are at least 20 to 25 major points in the Murli each day. That's why Baba says, This knowledge is source of income. Wealth through knowledge. This is the highest wealth because it enables us to understand what can we achieve in human life. I was going through this Murli, which I mentioned, where Baba mentions about following Srimat in the right way. Baba says, if you cannot follow Srimat as a surrendered soul, by chance, though on one side Baba says you follow it, then you achieve the status of worship worthy deity world rulers. But if you cannot achieve that, it's better to have a very high status in the subjects. If you cannot be in the royal family as prince or princess, why become a server, what you call dasi? Kya kehte hain dasi? Housemaids, maids of the royal family, why become that? Instead you become wealthy, very rich among the subjects. Right from golden age till the end. It's difficult to give you the difference now. It needs a lot of explanation. But then Baba says, if you become the royal maids in golden age, you may become a prince or princess for 5-6 lives in silver age. So Baba wants us to follow Shrimat, that we don't become royal maids or royal servants, we become royal princes, princesses. That's the vision Baba has for us. And that is possible when we follow Baba's Shrimat in the right way. Then the other point which I noted was, why Baba is emphasizing again and again on remembrance? He says, remember me, remember me. No Laukik father would tell you, remember me. But Baba says, remember me. Because that would enable each soul to become free from the past karmic accounts and make the soul feel light. Otherwise the heaviness of the past will not go. This is very essential actually. And therefore the quality of remembrance, the quality of meditation needs to be checked every time you meditate. Not just every day. What's the quality of consciousness in meditation? Do you feel that you are becoming light? More and more light. You are becoming more and more powerful. Are you still trying to experience just peace in meditation? Just happiness for a while? Or you have really understood Baba's Shrimat, that through this process, through this practice, you are to become like Father. You are to become bestower. How far have we reached in that? And I find, if I keep the aim of becoming an instrument who is bestowing, who is radiating power of peace, as Baba mentioned this morning about what is the power of peace, power of silence, I find that inner peace, inner joy, inner happiness multiplies more and more. If you only try to receive all the time, it doesn't multiply so much. You only reach seed stage. Whereas in bestower stage, you find you are able to reach that stage, just like Father radiating so much light and might. Pictures, photographs, the ones where Baba looks like very powerful marshal without any dress of the marshal, no medals, nothing, but from the face, from the confidence you find in that face. He's so confident. That sort of self-confidence comes when we have powerful meditation each time we meditate. So following Shrimad, on one side is importance of Shrimad, which I understand that everyone knows now, how important it is. But again, Shrimad of the Father, Shrimad of the teacher, Shrimad of the Satguru. Baba mentioned one thing very beautiful in that. Once you have realized that God is your Father, come teacher, come Satguru, then you would say, Baba, I would follow whatever you tell me. Baba mentioned about what happens in the Indian royal families. The king, when he tells something, everyone else would say, whatever is the order, I obey. In the Indian Navy, I used to hear the words, aye, sir. Yes, sir. But in Hindi, the word is, jo hukum. Whatever be your orders. Baba being the Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher, Baba mentioned, teacher can give orders to the students. Satguru can give orders to the students. And Brahma Baba's own example, sometimes Baba used to mention, whenever he received a telegram from his guru in the Laukik life, he would leave everything else and as per the instructions would reach there wherever his guru wanted. Which means you should have so much value of your relationship with Baba as Satguru, as teacher, as father. This was the experience I remember with Sakar Baba in those good old days, 10 years. Whatever Baba said, that was the time, I must say, and there was nothing else in my mind. Just the thought that Baba should be pleased always with me. So I was sharing with you that at that time it was such a wonderful experience. Always waiting for Baba's instructions. Murli, of course, every day, but personal instructions. And that helped me, just as it helps everyone, helped me to understand my own self properly, to understand my own role in this drama. Sometimes we don't know how to go about in this life. And that too when we are very young. But I remember after meeting Baba for the first time and having that wonderful experience of, in the beginning it was just father and teacher. I didn't understand the relationship of Sadhguru, to be very frank. It was much later. That too when Baba tested me a few times, he would give some instructions at Sadhguru, but I didn't understand. Then he had to teach me the harder way sometimes. Harder in the sense, I have shared this with the classes many times. Baba wanted me to do something to bring one picture from Abu Road to Mount Abu, which Baba had heard that that was a very nice picture in the exhibition, which Brother Atam Prakash had prepared. Atam Prakash, in charge of the printing press and editor now of Gyan Amrit and World Renewal. He was in Delhi at that time, looking after the exhibition side also. So when I heard from Baba that Baba wanted to see that painting, I said, okay Baba, I would go and bring tomorrow. Baba said, but Baba wants to see it today. And now, that was Baba's instruction as Satguru, because that was 1967. So, I didn't understand, so I just said, okay Baba, I'll bring it in the evening. Baba said, no. You go just now. Didi, don't give him breakfast till he brings the painting. And I did go without breakfast and brought the painting before lunchtime. And Baba looked at the painting and then rewarded me by inviting me to have lunch with him. But that's sometimes, you know, what Baba says, that the children don't understand who is giving instructions, who is giving Srimad. And they look at the simple form of Brahma Baba. They don't understand who is speaking through him. But even for Brahma Baba, we all have so much respect, so much love. But this is where the need comes for the intellect to be so clear, so pure, to understand the depth of Srimad properly. On many, many occasions, Baba had to give personal instructions to reform this life, which you will find in the Murlis. You know, when it comes to one's personal life, Baba mentions about keeping a chart, chart of remembrance, chart of inculcation of values, I mean virtues, renunciation of weaknesses. So, that's practical, can say, practical teaching of the Father, Teacher and Sadguru now. It's like Baba's personal responsibility to educate the children and to bring them to that highest level. He doesn't leave just like that. He doesn't say, okay, you follow whatever you can. I have given you teachings, you put in practice whatever you can. He doesn't say this. I had seen personally, I remember one brother meeting Baba, young man, sharing his experience of life, so many things, and Baba instructing him to do this, to do that. And when he left, I just asked Baba, Baba, do you think he has so much willpower to follow what you have said? And Baba said, Baba knows he doesn't have. And yet Baba would not say that you don't have willpower, so you don't follow this. Baba would always be advising what is right. Maybe he is not able to follow today. Maybe after some time he recollects what Baba mentioned and he will follow. So that way I would just suggest to conclude on one side, let's recognize Baba's role at this time of Father, Teacher and Sadguru. I used to become very friendly with Baba, you know, sometimes. And what happens? Just like the example of Arjuna and Krishna in the scriptures, when Arjuna had the vision, you know, ultimate vision, and he said, oh, Krishna, in that, you know, story, it's Krishna, I always considered you as my friend. I never realized that you are that highest. So let that not happen in our lives, that when Baba mentions the double foreigners, like the relationship of the friend very much, we just consider Baba as our friend and forget about his role as father, teacher and preceptor. That appreciation should always be there, and at the same time feeling very proud of having God as your friend. Khuda dost. Because I remember with Sakar Baba, you know, while playing some games, like badminton or indoor games, we would become so friendly and have little fun and forget that who is there. Whereas Brahma Baba's part, even when he's playing indoor game or outdoor games, he would be all the time remembering Baba. And we would be just playing the game. So Baba's Shrimat, you know, to remain tuned with Shiv Baba all the time. That is the highest Shrimat, and I still feel, I was mentioning to Shiluven that this is something which we are yet to keep on practicing. How to keep Baba in our consciousness all the time? And ultimately it is going to be. We will be having that consciousness of being in Baba's company all the time. Then only we can prove Bapsaman stage. The stage of the yogi like father, which Baba mentioned, that when you have that stage, you would reveal the father. you will glorify the Father. Because of that consciousness, your face would reveal Baba's feelings, Baba's vibrations. Any questions? A few minutes meditation and toli. Shiluben has arranged toli for every one of you. Time, you know, Baba used to give toli and again Shrimat. That when you receive toli, don't look at toli.